What makes human beings unique? It's a question that has new urgency in the age of artificial intelligence. And according to Leslie Valiant, the answer lies in the way we learn. Leslie is a professor of computer science and applied mathematics at Harvard University, and he joins us now to share five big ideas from his latest book, The Importance of Being Educable, a New Theory of Human Uniqueness.
I'm a computer scientist, long interested in understanding ourselves as humans. How do we learn about and understand the world around us? The hardest part of this endeavor is to understand what our brains are doing, even if we do not understand exactly how. For example, saying that we exhibit intelligence is not very useful, since there is no widely agreed definition of intelligence or how it can be recognized. Computer science brings some discipline to this question. It insists that what we talk about be defined explicitly. For example, one can specify a learning process in terms of the behavioral change it makes to the learner. This discipline has led to the advances in AI that are there for everyone to see. My book describes how this computational discipline can be applied to much broader questions of human concern. The first idea in the book, which is basically a claim, is that the basic capability that distinguishes humans from other species is what I call educability, a capability defined in the book in terms of information interactions with the world. Unlike other species, we spend much of our time looking at our cell phones, reading fiction, watching movies, or seeking information that may help us. It is as if we were machines intent on soaking up information. We are like machines that can be educated. The book defines what such a machine would be doing. It describes three basic capabilities that specify ways of acquiring knowledge from our environment and applying it to particular situations. The combination is defined as educability. One component is the method of learning from examples. This captures the idea of learning from one's experience and has been shown in current AI systems to be powerful. But educability is a broader capability than that, one that I hypothesize to be the distinguishing human characteristic. In particular, it also includes an ability to incorporate in our system of beliefs arrived at by others based on their experience. So the second idea is a consequence of the first, is that we humans then can be distinguished from each other by the beliefs we've acquired through our educability. The beliefs and information we finish up knowing and believing are all important. They determine how we make a living and what choices we make in our everyday life. There's much benefit in having a diversity of skills in a population, and it seems that some diversity of beliefs is also inevitable. It seems important, therefore, for us to understand what humans have in common before the veneer of beliefs and knowledge is superimposed. It is equally important to understand the mechanism by which this veneer is acquired. For example, in acquiring our beliefs, how do we choose which beliefs to adopt? What is the commonality we share when our beliefs are stripped away? The third idea in the book is that education must have a deep scientific basis and need not be pursued as a largely best practices endeavor. The field of medicine is a practical mission, but is supported by fundamental scientific basis provided by the biological sciences. The field of education has a similar practical mission, but currently lacks a scientific basis comparable to biology. For education, there are many current efforts towards determining by experiments and surveys which, among competing approaches, works best in practice in the classroom. This is laudable, but it remains difficult to predict which results should generalize to which settings. Some more basic understanding of the process the learner undergoes during education would provide another dimension of understanding education, analogous to how biological sciences support medicine. The study of educability offers a new approach to this endeavor. A fourth idea is that it is possible that our ability to be educated can be improved. One cannot ask whether our ability to be educated can be enhanced by some kind of education without defining what we mean by this ability. Such a definition is at the heart of the book. Further, if we are to declare that we have an intervention that enhances an individual's educability, then we need a way of measuring it in order to verify that its measure is more after the intervention than before. Such a measurement would need to detect how much knowledge has been acquired during a one-hour test or a one-semester course that was not present at the start. Lastly, the observation is that our abilities to acquire and process information far outstrip our abilities to evaluate the validity of the information, and therefore we are easy prey to those who seek to influence us. Our evolutionary inheritance came from a world that was neutral to our learning processes. When our ancestors learned to find food, warmth, or shelter, the world was not fundamentally lying about what was food, warmth, or shelter. This made us trust the information provided by the senses. It was effective to be trusting. In the current world, many are trying to influence our beliefs by providing manufactured information, whether by traditional propaganda methods or deep fake digital means. The individual needs to be hardened against this onslaught, which digital communication has made too easy. We may find fault in those that spread false information, but part of the solution is in recognizing that there's also a basic weakness in ourselves. This weakness is more than a freak byproduct of evolutionary inheritance. For example, there's a fundamental difficulty in verifying for ourselves descriptions of events far from us in space or time. If we hear a news report about an event half a world away, we're usually in no position to go there and launch our personal investigation. Our educability has been our main asset in developing our civilization, in that it enables the rapid spread of useful knowledge. However, it becomes a liability if information that is questionable, but not detected as such, is added to the mix.
Thank you, Leslie. That was Leslie Valiant with five big ideas from The Importance of Being Educable, A New Theory of Human Uniqueness. Also check out our book bite for A Brief History of Intelligence, Evolution, AI, and the Five Breakthroughs That Made Our Brains by Max Bennett. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.